When the pro-independence Scottish National Party, the SNP, put the issue of a fresh independence referendum back on the agenda last week, it was just a small part of a half-hour-long statement delivered by the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, to the Scottish Parliament. The timing, of course, was no accident, just days before the party's spring conference. Perhaps unsurprisingly, Sturgeon's keynote speech at the conference was dominated by the prospect of an imminent independence vote.
We must have the choice of a better future. Scotland must have the choice of an independent future. So next month, we will introduce legislation for a referendum, and we plan to pass it. And we plan to pass it by the end of this year.
Buoyed though the pro-independence faithful may have been by Nicola Sturgeon's rallying call, opponents are insistent that there is no demand for a second referendum. Pamela Nash is the chief executive of Scotland in Union, a campaign group opposed to Scottish independence.
Well, what we're hearing from supporters and what the polling evidence is that people have actually seen the chaos that's ensued from Brexit and the handling of Brexit. And they know that breaking up the much older and integrated union that we have here in the UK would be much worse. In fact, research has shown that Scotland leaving the UK would be 8 times costlier than the worst case Brexit. So that is reflected in the fact that a third of former Yes voters are now saying that they would vote for Scotland to remain in the UK.
Whilst that research would be disputed by independence campaigners, it's certainly true that support for Scottish independence has barely shifted since the referendum defeat in 2014. That's something I put to Maggie Chapman, co-convener of the Scottish Green Party, and she's also a director of the recently launched pro-independence campaign group Voices for Scotland.
Yes, well, I mean, we saw it at the weekend. A poll came out that put support for independence at 49%, which is a little bit higher than it was, you know, in 2014 when we got 45%. But, you know, we wouldn't really expect any shift because there hasn't been a concerted campaign. And with Voices for Scotland, we will be delivering materials, we will be delivering messages, we will be out there on the streets speaking to people, trying to convince people. So the campaign is getting up and running now. And that's our hope, that we can shift the polls, we can get a really, really clear shift.
Now, regardless of whether support for Scottish independence is on the rise or if people can be won over by the arguments, there are still some major roadblocks to a second vote, not least the UK government and Prime Minister Theresa May's insistence that they won't allow a second referendum to take place. I put that to SNP member of the Scottish Parliament, Emma Harper.
I don't think the Scottish people will be very happy to be told that, you know, you're not going to have another chance to vote for Scotland to be an independent country. Even people who voted no to remain in the UK in 2014 are now saying, what? We're going to be denied our democratic right to choose what kind of a Scotland we want in the future.
Let's assume, though, that the UK government won't grant a Section 30 order allowing a legally recognised vote on independence. And that does look like the most likely scenario. Surely the only other option is something similar to what happened in the Spanish region of Catalonia back in 2017. That independence referendum, of course, wasn't recognised as legal by the government in Madrid. Saw violent confrontations with national authorities, as well as the subsequent arrests of high-profile Catalan leaders, most notably the Catalan president. That surely isn't a precedent that Scotland wants to follow.
I don't think it is the only option, because any process that doesn't appear to have a legal mandate would be challenged in courts. And I've already heard from Michael Russell, MSP, who's our constitutional cabinet secretary. Michael said that whatever we do, our process has to be legitimate.
It's not the first time, of course, that Scotland's First Minister has announced plans for a second referendum on independence. In the immediate wake of the 2016 Brexit referendum, not only did Nicola Sturgeon announce her intention to hold a fresh referendum, but support for it seemed quite strong. It turned out to be something of a false start, though, fizzling out after a dip in support for the pro-independence SNP at the 2017 general election and constantly hitting a political brick wall in London. As a result, Scotland's independence campaign, for all the enthusiasm, must still be wondering what, if anything, has changed. Jack Foster, DW, Edinburgh.